You're listening to ZoneMusic.co.uk.
Aha!
Hello there. Welcome back for another Rogue broadcast coming out of Bancroft House in Hitchin.
Coming at you live from nowhere.
Nice. I was going to start off with a bit of a rant because I've not had a particularly good day. But then
what's gone wrong now?
Nah, it's all right. Nothing massive. But then listening to music's actually sort of brought me up again, cheered me all up. But I am going to start with a bit of a rant about joggers in a minute. And I just don't like joggers. I just don't get it. I don't want to see them running around up Embankment when I get out of a club at 7 o'clock in the morning. The last thing I want to see is some health mad.
It's not ideal when you're the scourge of the earth, the zombies, the living dead.
You know, I come out of a club, all I want to do is sleep and eat crap food and watch cartoons, and all I can see is joggers taking up every spare little bit of space, just going past and
all sorts of spandex up in your breath. Giving it all out with the spandex.
Who was it that said, like, golf is the best way to spoil a good walk? Was it Churchill?
Churchill.
Or
gotta love a bit of Churchill.
Notice he said that before jogging was popular. I just don't like it. I've almost been killed twice today and been smashed into by joggers.
My dad has an issue with power walkers. He says they spoil days out in the country.
Yeah, but
just
but what's
walking,
that?
All that's rigid. Not They're even just fast. Too fast. Not you know, paying attention to any of the scenery. My dad's not a fan
of
it.
Yeah, but that's not even anything. That's not even anything proper.
It's power walking. It's just a way of saying I'm walking, but I'm walking quite quickly.
Anyway, yeah, I don't like joggers. And if you're out there and you jog, well, either run or walk, sort it out. But, yeah, anyway, we'll play a tune and then we'll introduce who we are and what's actually going on with all this. That's There Were Bears with Okinawa. I hope I'm saying that right. Tom, Dave, if you're listening, I'd really like to know who you recorded that with because it sounds really good. It's awesome. And I promised I'd do a big shout out to everyone that came to the There Were Bears gig the other day. It was just lovely. It's like 160 people through the door. And this is down at Club 85, obviously. And it was just lovely. It was such a good gig. And it's so nice to watch There Were Bears, like, really coming into their own, like, really doing some amazing, amazing music. And
I'm yet to see them live. I'm big into the post-rock sort of thing, so I'll have to check them out next time they're about.
So this is what I find amazing, that you haven't seen that band, and it's so something you enjoy. You're not useless.
Well, I just sit around in my house. If I was a bit more proactive and didn't just sit about in my pants scratching my arse all day, then, you know, things, I'd probably see a lot more bands and get a lot more done. I might even be rich by now.
So, There Were Bears, if you'd like to come round and play a gig for Josh in his pants, then that could actually be quite amusing. I was going to say, yeah, for anyone who doesn't know what's going on here, Rogue is a group of like-minded individuals based around Hitchin, and we get together and do parties at Club 85, a DJ night at Chic, and we do a cinema night, which is so secret we can't actually talk to you about it. So if you see us in the street or something, ask.
We could talk to you about it, but then we'd have to kill you, and we don't know where you live, so it's kind of, it'd cause all sorts of logistical issues. I think it'd be a problem.
Yeah, basically more trouble than it's worth. But yeah, basically we're running around doing a few different things, and next year we plan to do some outside gigs and some sort of local festivals. But yeah, the main part of that is none of us like the same music. Absolutely none of us. So we're all just playing as much different stuff as
eclectic
we can.
Eclectic mashup. Yeah. The way forward.
Which sort of is where this all comes in.
Because no genre is actually bad.
Yeah, there's always at least one or two tracks in every genre that...
Except Donk.
What's Donk?
Donk, put a donk on it.
Oh, put a dumpf.
Yeah. Dumpf, just take dumpf, any track dumpf, and then dumpf, you get a man dumpf. With like a bit of drain pipe and he just hits it with a stick. At the back of the track, and that's it. That is that. That is Donk. That's Donk music.
Starting to think letting you loose on the radio might not have been the best.
Leave your aspirations at the door. Have only got 1 hour, maybe just a little bit more, to show me how to feel. Well, I know you like to leave the song. Please don't tell your best friends what you've seen. Well, I'm supposed to keep an eye on everyone's opinion of me. But do we really care? Well, it's just how we're brought up to be. I don't know what I give to be safe. Television screen. When you feel his breath against your neck, does it remind you of me? And what we had before? Well, I never left you wanting more. I don't know what I give. How we were perceived. aspirations at the door. We have only got 1 hour, maybe just a little bit more, to show me how to feel. Like, no, you like to leave me so. I don't know what I'd give to be 17 again, when no one thought we cared quite how we were perceived, and more what we were to wear. Well, I don't know what I'd give to be 17 again, when no one thought we cared quite how we were perceived, and more what we were to wear. I don't know what I'd give to be 17 again. 17 again.
Bosh.
Yeah, what a strong ending.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, Shoot the Director there. A band that I really do like. All three of them can sing. The bass player is actually the singer, which I think is amazing.
Got a little Les Claypool vibe going on through the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you'll definitely
crazy,
like
I like
that.
It.
Yeah, and Charlie, if you're still listening there, mate, I'd probably like to get them in for a rogue at some point, so do let us know what you think. I'm not particularly keen on getting quote-unquote rock bands in, but...
I think they've got their own little spin on things, though, haven't they? That's not just your average archetypal rock band going on. They've got some nice effects going on. I think
they've got some proper happy tunage. I mean, I'd almost go as far to call them lovable scamps. They are pretty cool. But yeah, hopefully we'll have a chat with them and see if we can get them in for a show at some point.
Good times. What are we doing next? Are we doing a bit of
Zoom? I was going to say something about Rogue.
Oh, no problem. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, oh, I don't think I particularly can be bothered anymore.
You're listening to roguemusic.co.uk.
Rogue presents Dead Famous. Our third annual Halloween party, and this one looks set to be the most ghoulish yet. Featuring Coda, live dubstep from London, The Zipheads, Spookabilly Rock and Roll, Dying Inside, with Felix the Demon Barber of Hermitage Road, and Vanilla Nightmare. Ice Cream, You Scream. DJs Dog Latin and Feline playing afterwards, Saturday the 27th of October, Club 85, Hitchin. Doors 8 p.m, tickets available for pre-order at We Got Tickets. For more information, check roguemusic.co.uk.
Go on then, Josh. What's this?
This is a band called Zunzun Egwi. They're absolutely insane. They've got the kind of battles, kind of guitar mentalness with a kind of like a African vibe going on as well. A little bit of a world music thing. But they're from Bristol.
Yeah.
Well, it's just odd. But hopefully, with a bit of luck, we'll get them down the club at some point. So if you're listening, Zunzun Egwi, we'd love to get you to come and play our lovely little local venue. The beautiful Club 85.
Well, and if not that, then we've already forwarded it to Steve Smith of Rhythms of the World. So
beautiful.
Fingers crossed, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent. This is it. This is called Speedball. We'll be right back. There's awesome a few more minutes of just random feedbacky noise on that, but we thought we'd pull it back just a little bit. But there's a good 8 minutes. Good 8 minutes there behind you.
Yeah, I'm going to let that play. That was an epic. Nice. No, I really like that. That the African style of thing kind of confused me. Well, no, the African thing, and then suddenly not doing the
maybe
African
not so much in that track, but in other tracks it's definitely quite prominent, and you get maybe I guess they're kind of a prog band, really, aren't they? Because they do just draw from everything and smash it all together in the middle. Absolutely bonkers. I really like them.
Yeah, I like that. Hopefully we can hear a bit more of them. What was I going to play next?
My brain. Who knows, Matt? Who knows?
Oh, no, I do know what I was going to play next.
Where are we going?
I've been saying to Simon, from Simon Hinksman, that I've been playing, that we'd play the Metatrons.
I think he'll like that one we just played.
Yeah, Simon, that is probably for you, sort of guitar attack.
Yeah, noise.
Kind of stuff.
Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Fuzzy.
So we're going to play a track that the Metatrons have kindly given us. It's called 1985.
Look at our website, www.rogemusic.co.uk.